Blah, 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 blah. Shorts. Friendly atheist. Pennsylvania school district must pay Satanists $200,000 after lawsuit over after-school Satan club. What the actual bleep? Let's just get on with it then. Let's start with some definitions, if you don't mind. I think definitions are pretty important in this case. So if you don't know anything about these Satanists in question, they are not Satanists. They are the Lucian Greaves Satanic Temple Satanists, which is to say they're not Satanists at all. It's not actually a religion at all, although I believe it is set up as a religion, because it has to be in order to do what they want to do legally. And you can thank the churches for that. It is not a group that worships Satan or any deity. In fact, they will tell you they do not believe in a literal Satan at all. It is really a secular slash science slash freedom of speech and separation of church and state type of program. That's really what it is. But once again, in order to do what they do, they call themselves the Satanic Temple. And so, as a matter of definition, the Satanists are not really Satanists. They are not Satan followers. And the Christians in the story are not really Christ followers. Now that we have set up those definitions, what the what? I mean, really, don't you feel like we should all be siding with the Christians on this? Isn't this some kind of socialist, liberal, extreme going too far? Isn't that what this is? I mean, why should a public school district, why should they have to pay a Satan group anything? What is happening here? Yeah, we've got to side with the Christians on this, don't we? Oh, wait. There is more to the story. As it happens, the Satanic Temple is not the mustache-twirling villain here. It's actually the Christians. You should read the story. I'm not going to. It's a good story, though. I'll try to remember to link it when I post this. If I don't, please remind me in the comments to just drop a link to this story. It's a fun read. If any of this can be said to be, you know, fun. But it is interesting to see how we get to a path of a public school district paying a group called the Satanic Temple $200,000, no less. Yeah, so there's this thing. Where do we start? I think we'll start with a basic idea. Christians won't access to your children. That's a basic idea. Christians, they not only won't access to your children, they won't access to your children at school, at public school, not private Christian schools. No. They already have those kids. They don't want to do after-school programs at church on property they already own, where parents can just bring their kids. No, they don't want to do that. They already have those kids. They want your kids. They want to, let's be clear, proselytize to those who are unchurched children in public schools. That's what they want, and that's where this starts. And so, Christians in Pennsylvania, plead their case. We need access to your non-Christian school kids. After school, we'll just do voluntary after-school programs, you know, to recruit your children. We've got to proselytize them and save their souls. But we'll do it after school. But we want to be able to do it on school property. We don't want to have to count on parents, you know, bringing their kids to us, you know, in the churches that are in their communities a few doors down from the house. No, we want the kids while they're still in school. And so it's very important to us that we have the opportunity to use the public facilities, you know, belonging to the state and paid for by taxpayer dollars. And we want to be able to turn that into a church after school to proselytize kids. That's it. That's what these after school Christian programs are all about. So the first problem is that the Pennsylvania Public School District didn't say, hell no, get out of here. This is a secular state. We don't do church in public schools before, during, or after. That's not what we do. You do not get access to our kids in school as if it were some kind of official school sanctioned thing, kind of like the football team or the glee club, you know, or band practice after school, that sort of thing. You don't get to do that. That's what they should have said. That's not what they said. So, problem number one, they said, okay. Okay. But, and they did at least have the wherewithal to put together some kind of restrictions. Not really restrictions so much, but they needed to at least pretend to have a modicum of fair play so that it doesn't look like the state is sponsoring, you know, literally sponsoring Christian churches to come in the guise of Christian clubs, after school Christian clubs, to proselytize kids in school. And so they said, in order to do this, we have to also allow other groups that are not Christian to do the same kind of thing. And we cannot discriminate based on ideology. So your Muslims can do it, your Hindus can do it, the Wicca can do it, atheists, whomever, everybody can do it regardless of ideology. That's the deal. That's the negotiation. And that's what the Christians said. Great, we'll take it. We'll take it. So we've got all kinds of problems here, but this is what set the stage in Pennsylvania. So who comes along other than Lucian Greaves in the Satanic Temple? Because you know what? They have an after-school program too. And if you just read the flyer, it's actually pretty good. Pretty cool. Kind of like 4S meets the Science Club. There's no religion involved at all. No gods or demons. Just a healthy dose of science and secularism. That's, you know, it's a secular state we live in. You know that, right? Okay. Just checking. So, in fact, as far as a state charter, the Satanic Temple and their club, way closer to a state charter, way closer to something that should be sponsored by schools. But, you know, they come along and say, fantastic. So glad you have this nice little program for Christians to be able to come in and proselytize your school kids. So we're also going to use the facility to do our program. And the school district felt the trap closing, and they got a little squirrely, but you know what? They looked at the contracts. It was all ironclad. And they're like, yeah, okay, you get to use the school too. And that should be the end of the story. But we have Christians involved. You know that it's not going to end that smoothly, don't you? You know it's never going to be allowed to end that way. Those Satanists are never going to get access to our school kids. And so what should happen? Some terrorist, I don't mind calling this a terrorist, calls in death threats if this satanic club is allowed to happen on the school property. Now, it does not say in the articles that I could find they did catch the person. But let's just be honest, folks. This is a Christian. This is a Christian. This is not a Satanist. This is a Christian trying to protect Christian privilege. And so calls in and makes the threat, and you know what happens next. Predictably, what happens next. This so disrupts things. They have to close the schools. The teachers feel unsafe. The students feel unsafe. Everybody feels unsafe. This disruption goes on for a little while, and then there's a meeting, and you know what happened in that meeting. Why, the school board decided, you know, all of this trouble started with the Satanists wanting to use the school, and now it's caused our community to be unsafe, and it's caused disruption in our day-to-day lives, and so we are going to do the right thing and cancel. We are going to revoke their schedule to use our facilities. Go to hell, Satan Club. That's what they said. Because of course it is. You know who they didn't blame? The Christian terrorist. They didn't, that guy, no problem. He wasn't the problem. It was those Satanists who wanted to, you know, take advantage of their rights. They were the ones at fault. Okay. Lawsuit, ACLU. And there's a nominal award to the Satanists of $1 to be paid for by the school district. And a $200,000 attorney fee that the school district, you know, their insurance company, they pay that. And why? Because of a blatant freedom of speech violation. In fact, if you think this is all of the story, you are wrong. You should read it. There were more shenanigans involved than this. The Christians were so much worse than this. Talk about mustache twirling, hypocritical, lying sons of bitches, bad actors. Every one of these scumbag Christians involved in this were disgusting. You can read it for yourself. You can file this one under the category of, once again, Christians don't give a damn about the law. But you already know that. What you can add to this stack is, Christians also don't give a damn about the contracts they sign. Because they knew when they signed it, they were never going to let anyone else use those facilities. They knew exactly what they were signing up for, and they knew exactly how they could get out of it. And they thought they had gotten out of it. And that's why the Pennsylvania Public School District is having to pay the Satanic Temple $200,000. Would it have been a million? Bastards. All right. That's enough. You know what to do. Shoot me a comment, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.